Gentlemen, I now call to order the Sussex County Board of Adjustments. And our first order of business is the approval of the revised agenda.
I have corrections to the agenda. There's two cases, case number 10,840 and 10,841. They were withdrawn on Friday.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
As revised, yes.
And do I have a second? Have a motion to approve and seconded. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Motion carried. And the next order of business is our minutes of the last meeting. Do I have a motion to approve?
Yes, sir. Make a motion to approve the meetings, our meeting minutes of the last meeting.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burl.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted according to the following rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Each application is separately announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. And once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken, and also be advised that such matters are considered after the new public hearings, which may be late in the evening. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would ask that you turn that off during the meeting.
Mrs. Isaacs.
First case, 10,838, Darren and Vicki Schartzer, south of Route 54, southwest of Cleveland Avenue, being Lot 25 and part of Lot 24, Block 4 within Cape Windsor Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Come over and be sworn in.
Good evening.
Give for your name and residence, please.
My first name is Darren. Mm-hmm. Last name is Schartzer.
You can read it.
It's 38854 Cleveland Avenue, Shelbyville, Delaware, 19975.
You're Vicki?
Vicki.
Okay,
yes.
Would you both come over here, please? And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi. Good evening.
Would you like to explain to the board your request and how you meet the standards for granting the variance?
We're here to request the 5 yard or 5 foot side yard setback in the community of Cape Windsor, which is off Route 54,
okay,
in Fenwick.
Okay, and are you familiar with the standards for granting a variance? It was with your application. There was a set of questions,
yes,
and so forth.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would you like to tell us how you meet those standards?
Well, the standards pretty much in Cape Windsor, they're narrow lots. The lots that are, say, up the street or up Beach Road, they're all canal lots. So the inner ones are a little bit wider, but not as deep. The one that we have is on the end, which is more of the end, I guess you would call it a T, so they're a little bit narrower.
Right.
So I guess the norm in Cape Windsor's is In regards to the county setbacks, I believe it's 10-foot side yard. And in Cape Windsor, I guess if you want to call it the norm, they allow five-foot side yard setbacks.
Okay.
So that's what, I believe that's what we're here to...
Is your house already there?
Yes, sir. The house has been built. It was Oceantide Homes, which is all 54. It's a Berica home. It's a modular home. It was, I guess, the building permit was applied for by the construction company, and the house was, the foundation went in. There was a site plan that was delivered to the county to get the building permit, and the house was, erected and built, and we're still having trouble getting a few things done on it.
Okay.
They're not the quickest, but yes, the house is already in place.
You all purchased this home?
Yes, sir.
This is our lot, and we put the home on it.
Okay. And you went to Berica and bought it?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
And did they have a representative that took care of things for you?
Yes.
And who was that?
That was Bruce and Joe Henderson.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Bruce's last name.
Mr. Chairman, if I could interrupt. They did have a variance granted in 2006. It's just ringing out. So when they came for the certificate of compliance, it expired.
Okay.
The finding of facts. So that's why they're back.
I got you.
Yeah, I wasn't aware. I'm not a builder, so I'm not aware.
We didn't realize it expired within a year we had to build. So
I
we
gotcha.
Thought, you yeah. know, when we, you know, the, when they would come to us with information they mm-hmm. wanted, we told them that, but they found out that it was only within a year. We didn't realize that.
Yeah. Okay. And back in 06, we had applied for a 3-foot side yard setback. That's where the original structure was that was put there in 1970.
Okay.
So that's what
we were under the impression that this variance was already taken care of. Since we got the building permit, we thought that was the, you know, final stage of the building permit. Everything had been taken care of. And then at the end of this,
actually came up here ourselves and took care of it within the day, whereas the builder, was notified, I believe, May 1st, maybe May 15th. And we have a copy of that in here. And they just didn't do anything. And all of a sudden, when it was time to get the occupancy permit, they were telling us that we had to apply for a variance for the side yard. So we were like, what? You know, we didn't understand it. We don't understand how that, you know, how it came to be that. So we ran up here and, you know, went to the zoning and planning and tried to straighten it out.
Sure.
So that's why we're here now.
Okay.
Did Berica know that they had a variance? Did Berica know that you had a variance anyway?
Berica knew that... Before it even came to be built and delivered and set, and the foundation being laid out and dug, and you know, and that being built, we told them that we had a variance that was done in 06 for 3 foot. So they took that, and we didn't hear anything else.
We didn't realize that it expired within the year, and we didn't hear anything back from them that the building permit, and as it proceeded along, we figured. You know, they'd come to us and if they had a problem, you know.
Right.
But they had the variance. You already had the variance for this, too.
Correct.
Yeah,
and corrected. Then, but we do have record in here. There's a date on it where they were notified that the variance that we thought was existing, which, you know, it, that it had expired, I guess, after a year.
May 1st, they were sent.
Yeah, if you'd like to see this, but.
That was case number 9530.
Yeah, we thought that was in place. Again, I'm not a builder, so I was.
Sure.
That's my mistake. I was not aware that it expired within a year. If I did know that, I would have updated it every year until, of course, we had something built.
Okay.
Which Berica did you say this was located where?
It's
Ocean Tides.
Oceantide Homes, which is on Route 54.
We'll just.
Just a little farther down. From Cape Windsor.
We'll probably send them a letter just to let them know that variances do expire a year after the finding of facts. so that they'll know and they can advise future customers.
Yeah.
Right. Again, you know, if I would have known that and they would have...
So basically, nothing's changed since the request of case number 9530, except that instead of a 7-foot variance, you're only requesting a 5-foot variance.
Yes, sir. Okay. Correct.
All right. Any other questions from members of the board?
Just one. This, the last hearing that you applied for the variance was in 2006. Did you have immediate plans to build then, and circumstances delayed it, or did you just not realize then that it expired in a year?
We just wanted to get, we didn't know how long it would take to get it, so we figured if we had that in hand when we ended up going to a builder, right, we'd have that all set and they could just, but.
Back in 06, or actually parts of 05, my uncle who lives in Denver, he's an architect, so.
That's probably the drawing they have.
He had suggested to me that I go and have the variance taken care of. And then he was going to work on, you know, a layout and such. And plans kind of changed. You know, we didn't really go that route. Kids in school, you know, other money has to go to other things. So, but so finally last year, you know, we got it more together. And
good. Good. Any other questions? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, if you folks like to have a seat, you can come up and be sworn in. Is there a spokesman for the group, or do you each want to testify?
Two.
Okay.
Your name and address?
William Sands.
Spell that.
S-A-N-D-S.
Okay.
Owner of lot 24, Cape Windsor. Okay. I live in Bethany Beach.
Okay.
Robert Houchens, that's H-O-U-T-C-H-E-N-S, part owner of lot 24.
Did the two of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Evening.
I want to give you a little history first as to how Cape Windsor evolved at the end of our street. Back in 1970, when my father bought the lot, each lot on the inside was supposed to be 40 feet. Upon contracting to have the foundation put in some sidewalks, they did a survey and found out the lot was more narrow, and found out several lots were more narrow. There was a 5-foot right-of-way between lot 23 and 24. So in talking to James Tate, who was building the community, they decided they would eliminate this 5-foot right-of-way. They gave 1 foot to lot 23. They gave 4 feet to lot 24, who in turn sold 4 feet to lot 25. Therefore, all the inside lots were 40 feet. Outside lots were a little wider. Back in 2006, they talked about the variance. That was supposed to be for an air conditioner. The intent was not, as far as we knew, to build a house there. It was approval to get enough space to put an air conditioner on a platform.
The reason we know the air conditioner, because my wife and I made a trip here to your offices and questioned at that time what the variance was for. And we were told at that time, very emphatically by the young lady that waited on us, that it was for an air conditioning unit, and that was it. And we said, are they going to build? And we were told, the footprint of the house will remain the same. It is an air conditioning unit.
Okay. Were you here for that hearing? Were you here for that hearing?
No, I was not.
Okay, because according to the record, the minutes, it says clearly that they were requesting a 7-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for an air conditioning unit, and that they wanted to either replace the unit or add on to the unit.
That was what we were told. We had no problems with an air conditioning unit.
No. Replace the unit or add on to the unit, meaning the structure.
From our conversation, we believe that it was strictly an air conditioning unit on a structure.
But you weren't here for the hearing to find out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
That's all we have.
Okay. Right. Is there anyone else in opposition? And do you folks have any rebuttal to that?
At that time, for that variance, which we applied for in 06, which we have it in here.
Yes, I have a copy of it. You probably.
And I believe that you just stated it correctly, that the 3-foot.
We wouldn't have turned in a home plan, a post buildings plan that you we have a copy needed too.
Yeah, it should be part of that 06, but so that was our plans then, and they never changed. We knew that we were going to build a new house or structure. We thought it would happen sooner, but it didn't happen until, just recently.
And that's why we turned in the proposed.
Yeah, I believe that my uncle drew up this site plan at that time in 06 of what, he was kind of geared towards,
We knew they weren't building. Official, architectural plans, but that was an idea of what we were going to do.
Right.
Okay. I asked you early on about the standards for granting variance. In your application, there was a series of questions. There are 5 standards to which this board makes a determination whether a variance should be granted or not. The first of the 5 is uniqueness, and I believe you expressed your reasons. You thought the property was unique. There's 5 other standards. Cannot otherwise be developed. There's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity, or it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Can you address that standard?
Which one is that, sir? Is that
the second one?
Number 2?
Mm-hmm.
The lots at Cape Windsor are narrow lots, and again, the ones on the end where we are located are even more narrow. And if you apply the county setback or the county codes, I think that it would make it pretty much unbuildable.
So you're suggesting it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property because
yes, sir. I think it is the only way to give reasonable use for those lots. And in Cape Windsor, through the years, and I know that the county is trying to restrict it and control it more, which it needs to, because some houses are, I guess you could say, almost up to the line. And if I remember, there's a house, I know there's at least one house that goes up, and I think it flies over airspace-wise with a bump out, maybe right up to the line. Okay. And I know that some houses, or some lots, have houses that are much too large. In my opinion, they're much too large. I think the house that we had built just recently is, in scale-wise, I think it fits the neighborhood. I don't think it's definitely not the largest house in the neighborhood. It's not the smallest, but it's definitely not the largest. And I think the scale to it and how it looks fits in very well.
So that would you're suggesting that addresses the fourth standard, which is won't alter the character, the essential character of the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what
yes,
about
sir.
Number three and number five?
Let's see. So number three, has a difficulty been created by the applicant? I say no, because Cape Windsor is a community, and it was developed that way since its creation back in 70, and then over through the years, of course, it was a mobile home community, and through the years, people have wanted to improve on their lots and their structures to make it a nicer place to live. And it does look a lot, you know, I just think it has a nice mix right now. And I guess through even more years, you'll see even more trailers coming out. Some are still single wides. A lot of them were updated to double wides. And I think even through more years that those will come out and, you know, stick built homes will be going in.
Okay.
And, yeah, again, in Cape Windsor, and Cape Windsor did send us the letter that they were okay with it. It was passed through them. So they, Cape Windsor Community Home Association does not have a problem with it. They approved it.
Okay.
And again, that's the norm, is a 5-foot setback on the side yard. And I think it fits.
Okay.
Sir, is that the same footprints as the other one?
Not exactly, no, sir.
Bigger?
Square foot wise, it's actually bigger because it's a multi-story versus a single story.
The footprint, how does it change? How does it differ?
Let's see. It's the garage part is 25 foot wide, and then the house part bumps out to 28.
So it's not the same footprint as the one you were going to put there. You said last time.
Well, in 06, when we had applied for that variance,
we're in the same footprints.
Not the same, no, because that was just a proposed. It was done by an architect, but it wasn't done by a builder.
Right. This time around,
to get the application then, if they said you had to have builder's plans, I mean, we would have gone to get that and then, but it said proposed. So it wasn't anything that was, you know,
set in concrete.
Down to certain measurements.
The original trailer from 69 or 70, it was one of the first ones that were put in there. I want to say the trailer was 14 wide, and then it had a roof over with a side room, which was another 12 feet. So in relation to as wide it is, as it is now, as it was then, there's not much difference. The length of the trailer before, I believe, was 62, and the house is not that long until you add the decking.
Ours is smaller than one that we proposed. The one here actually addresses more so the setbacks. They wanted to make sure that, you know, off the street, off the sides, that's what it addressed, and then...
Yeah, my uncle, again, who was an architect, it was just, you know, his suggestions that he kind of roughly laid it out to maybe take full full advantage of what was allowed back then.
Okay.
Of course, we did not go to that extent. He shows it being 5 foot off the front line, which our house is set back probably before the garage door, probably 30 feet, 25 to 30 feet, somewhere in there. And then, again, the 06 layout, it does show a pretty big imprint on that one, which we did not.
It's not 32 by 99.
No.
28
It's nowhere near that. He's showing, like, I think, 20 foot off of the bulkhead to the bay, which it's at least double that, which is at least 40 feet before you even get to the decking on the new house that we had built recently.
Okay. All right.
This one would have been way too big, the way that he had, you know, maybe suggested to take full advantage and build as big as you can build. But I didn't want to do that. We did not want to do that because it wouldn't look right. It wouldn't fit in.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Hearing no additional testimony, Chair will entertain a motion. Sure.
Just for the record, I believe lot 25 is larger than the interior lots. The interior lots are 40 feet, and theirs is a bit larger.
But according to
the
tax map.
So as far as being constrained to build in a smaller space, that is, I don't think that's true. You can verify that with the records.
According to the tax map, that lot is 41.5 feet, 42.5 feet on the opposing end and 40 feet in between. And he may have been, and I'm not going to speak for him, but he may have been referring to the 50-foot lots on the adjoining street.
I'm scrambling a little bit because I really didn't know what all this was about and haven't had a lot of time to prepare for the impact of this on our lot.
And what lot is yours, sir?
24.
Okay.
We're still in the original footprint. We have not built. Someday we may.
I see.
But
sir, how's it going to affect you?
How's it going to affect us? I don't know yet. We haven't assessed it.
Okay.
No, I found out about this meeting. We're here, and we gathered a couple of facts, but really haven't time to talk to my sisters and figure out the impact.
It's one thing,
to our knowledge, rightly or wrongly, we thought we agreed to a variance for an air conditioning unit back in 2006. That was our knowledge.
But
nothing else was conveyed to us.
Well, they were actually approved, I believe, for a 7-foot variance.
A greater variance, 3 feet from the property line.
Right, and now... Oh. And now they're asking for a 5-foot variance.
That's our fault for not showing up because we were under a misassumption.
And from the minutes originally, the air conditioner was going to sit right on the property line.
Right. Gotcha.
Do you have anything to add?
Yeah.
Well, we'll just make it brief, please.
Mr. Vice Chairman, I would like to add that lot 23 and 22 had variances.
Okay.
Also.
Thank you.
I have a letter that was sent to us or to the community of Cape Windsor by Lawrence B. Lank in 1993 that gives the setbacks very clearly. I would not believe that the setbacks would pertain to one size lot.
It doesn't. And many variances have been granted because they are small lots.
Okay.
And you're, you know, opposing it is saying that you intend to fully intend to any future improvements on your property, you intend to stay within those setback requirements, which may be a bit difficult task.
You grant them the variance. How does that affect me if I decide to upgrade my home?
Again, this board has granted many variances there. So.
Did you oppose the variance that was applied for on lot 23 on the other side of lot 24?
No.
You did not?
We didn't get a letter.
Okay.
You're talking about lot 23?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
We're more concerned about how we're going to be affected.
It doesn't affect your lot. Your setbacks don't change because your neighbors do.
No.
And that's the primary thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Hearing no more testimony, Chair will entertain a motion.
Well, can I add before you make
sure.
a motion that the application says requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for an existing dwelling and AC units, and it should have been separate, 5 foot for the dwelling and a 2 foot variance for the AC units.
For this request?
Yes.
For this one.
And it added it in with the AC. So the variance is 5 foot for the dwelling, and the AC is 3 foot wide, which only makes it, which it, it needs a 2 foot, 3 foot from the side yard.
How it's going to, the AC will be 3 foot?
It needs a 2 foot variance for the AC unit and a 5 foot variance for the dwelling.
But the AC is allowed to encroach 3 feet from 10.
Well, it's already encroached. It's got to be 10 feet.
Right.
So it's already encroaching set. Well, I guess if
so,
you
it would
say,
be a 7 foot.
7 foot. Variance.
7 foot.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. And it would be 3 feet from the property line, not two. Okay.
So 7 foot variance, yes.
7 foot variance just for the air conditioner and 5 foot for the
yes.
structure.
I said that backwards, yes.
Okay.
7 foot for the AC.
7 foot for the AC.
So same what it was last time. Last
correct.
Time yes.
Well, actually, it's a little better because the AC unit was actually going to sit on the property line.
Okay.
Previously.
Good.
But I've tried to explain to the office they need to separate those
right.
instead of adding them in together.
Thank you. Okay, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,838 under advisement.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to take case number 10,838 under advisement. All those in favor, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, motion carried. What that means is that your case has been taken under advisement. It'll be brought up at the end of the hearing and discussed whether a motion is made or not to approve or deny may happen or may not. You're welcome to stay if you'd like. You can call the office in the morning and the public hearing is closed, so there'll be no more testimony.
Okay.